Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the 10 Laws Podcast with East Forrest. I am said Forrest. Welcome. This week I want to share some music with you and a story. It's got this cool Ram Dass teaching, this micro teaching that he did that's very applicable for today. I put a bit of this up on YouTube and socials, but I want to give you the full recording here. That's also on the Patreon, and as well as the music that led into this. But first, you know, if you want to catch these kind of live happenings when they happen, catch me live. I'm going to be on tour quite a bit more, and a lot of the energies are going into that right now. So the important thing is that you know and that we gather the tribe here. I will be in Santa Monica on September 12th and Ventura, California on September 14th. That's a Friday and a Sunday. So that's coming right up first. I'm very much looking forward to coming back to the LA area in Southern California. So get a ticket, eastforrest.org, tell your friends, all that jazz. And there's lots of fun things coming after that, including the Northeast and the Midwest just got announced for November. Those just went on sale. So if you want to grab a ticket, these are seated shows in some beautiful, beautiful places. Everywhere from Kingston, D.C., Springfield, Mass., Brooklyn, Boston, Columbus, Ohio, Minneapolis, Madison, Milwaukee, Chicago. It's been a lot of these places. It's kind of crazy for me to say that it's the first time I've played many of these. Like, I technically played Chicago eons ago, but I think it was in a shopping mall. I swear to God. It was like they were using stores in there to do this, like, festival thing. Anyway, it's the first time I'm doing a proper show my way, and I'm looking forward to it. So eastforrest.org. So I'm going to play some music that came out of this last run I did in the Southeast. It was really cool to be down there. Nashville, Atlanta, Asheville, Saxapahaw. And this was from Saxapahaw, North Carolina, where they recently had some pretty intense flooding. And I was at the Haw River Ballroom. Everybody was so sweet on the whole tour and met such amazing people in our community. And I'm standing there outside the Haw River, and like there's a bridge that goes across the river. It's like a wide river, right? And she was telling me, Heather, who works there, that the water was 27 feet. It was over this bridge. It was just hard for my mind to grapple like how much water that was. And it's still like the power lines were down there across the river right there in front of me in the ground. And the building I was standing next to was cracked in half from the water. And this is, you know, North Carolina in particular has been getting hit in different areas. Asheville was hit not too long ago in the hurricane. And there's more weather coming right now. So this is the world we live in. And I was feeling that, but feeling this intense positivity in the room from the community as we cultivated this space together. And I wanted to start playing this track, Dive In my live set. So it's something I worked up before the tour. It's an older song. It's from Music to Be Born To, I believe. Music to Die To, Music to Be Born To. So these are albums from 2015, or is it even older? It's old. But they're songs from ceremonies. They're like my early ceremony records, kind of like Music for Mushrooms. But before I would say what they were, I was being a bit more oblique about it because I was frankly nervous. Back then the climate wasn't as conducive to being, shall we say, psychedelic positive or forward. And so I would dance around it, but people started to figure it out, and the yoga community for sure figured out that it was just music conducive to an inner journey. And Dive In was a song that was improvised in one of these ceremonies. And I don't feel like I can write music quite like that anymore. It's sort of like you look back on something that happened, it almost feels like a different person. I don't think I would think of lyrics quite as simple as, not simple, but it just feels like a different me. And so when you're trying to learn it and play it live, it's kind of a trip because you're like, what was I doing? And just by playing the music itself, it's almost like stepping into a memory. So I did that, and I've been bringing it into the shows, and honestly, still working out the kinks, still trying to find like how does it want to live now, how does it want to live live. And this was so I played it across those four shows, and this was the fourth time in Saxapahaw. And afterwards, I just kind of kept going with it, and I think the song's in B flat. So I kept the B flat drone and space going. And I suddenly was like, got this hit about this Ram Dass sample I had in there as well. And it was, I believe, one of the talks, an older Ram Dass talk, that was one of the alternates when we were looking for talks for the Sit Around the Fire song when I was working with John Hopkins. And it's different, of course, than the one that ended up being in Sit Around the Fire. But this one was special. And I did edit it down. But there's this simplicity to it in its approach, essentially for perspective shift, like doing a small perspective shift. And it's helping you recognize how powerful you actually are. Right. Yeah. I love the line near the end where he's like, you know, if in the future, if you basically get into something in your head or get into this again, like just don't do it. Don't. Just don't. And that's funny, as Ram Dass was, but it's also him acknowledging that, like, you know, just choose to reorient, like literally put your attention and your mind somewhere else in that moment with your next breath and just take it a breath at a time in that way. And it's okay if things slip this way and slip that way. It can be slippery, but also acknowledging that it doesn't have to be super complicated, or like we don't have to wait for something to like be bestowed upon us or some sort of great happening or understanding or earning this large, you know what I mean? You don't have to earn it or learn it. You know it already. So I'm going to share that with you now, that recording. And if you want to hear it in higher resolution, I put the whole thing on Patreon and I made this post public. And over there, I can often share very high resolution recordings and meditations and our monthly Zoom council and much more. And I think I put the second half of this on YouTube as well, just the Ram Dass part. And I actually, this is fitting because I just got back. Rod and I were at the Ram Dass Legacy Retreat. So after this little Southeast tour, had a couple days off in Charlotte, and then we both went up to Boone where we were at the Ram Dass Legacy Retreat. So I have some fun recordings of that. I did a live set that was very focused around all my different Ram Dass recordings. Did my best to like improvise some stuff around that. And then I also did a talk on Sunday morning about music as a tool, and did another like meditation that was guided into a sort of a longer musical improvisation there. So I was actually going to dig into that, mix those down, and I'll share bits of that with you too. If not on the podcast, definitely on the Patreon, and we'll get some of that up there on YouTube and socials too. So I'm doing this because I'm putting so much time. It takes so much time when you tour. Like obviously when you're actually doing it, it takes all of your time and energy, physically, emotionally, mentally. And then it takes a lot of time to prepare creatively, technically, and the logistics of doing all this. And so I just kind of thought, like, I often, because I have a lot of improvisation that happens in these spaces, there's a lot of content that gets created. And I do share that almost exclusively over on the Patreon, but I was like, I can give you some drips here and there in other spaces if that's not the space that you're in. And the spirit of that is to amplify some of these messages that come through, some of these happenings. Because look, where any creativity comes from, it's flowing through me, through the audience, through the space, from all that is. It's not mine. It's these are messages that I believe are universal. And at a time like now, we need all the tools we can get when it comes to finding our center, which is a practice, by the way. It's not a particular destination that you hit it and that's that. It's like we do this daily. We have different ways that we remember, right? And music is a powerful one. Teachings like those of Ram Dass are powerful ones. And there are many others. Just community itself, the Sangha, is a big one. So I want to be able to share these with you and give you the tools that I have that are coming through me. I want them for you too. So I'll do my best to share some of these on the podcast. Might still do some interviews when that feels appropriate and the right ones come, but I want to play in this space. You can always let us know, of course, at team@eastforest.org, how it's working for you, what you might like to see, or if you have some ideas. If you want to help us on any of these tours and gather the community, That's really important because there's nothing worse than hearing people say, oh, I live in that space. I totally wanted to be there. I had no idea it was happening. And so it's a lot about us being a community together and sort of doing our parts to be the connectors and to make these things occur. Any other things I wanted to let you know from the Legacy Retreat? I got to hang out with Bob Thurman there a bit, which is always so sweet to see him. I believe that's where I met him several years back, and we've run across each other at a few different events. And Krishna Das, of course, was doing the kirtan every night. It was great to see him and just everyone in the community. We weren't there the year before, so it was nice to be able to kind of drop back into that super bhakti, bhav, heart open space. And I hope that happens for you as you listen to this. So this is Dive In from live at Saxapaha at the Hob River Ballroom, moving into an improvisation that features Ram Dass with a talk that I'm just calling Being Free. And until then, you keep walking your walk, and I will catch you soon. And thanks for checking out the tour at eastforest.org.
The best practice to be free is to be free. That's the practice. To start to just appreciate just the way it is. Most people are afraid that if they look at what is, they will break. It'll be too much for you. And I would say it is too much for who you think you are. It is not too much for who you are. And you realize that who you think you are can't bear it. And it forces a connection to the deeper part of being, where all is. Embracing of everything as one thing, that out of that comes the compassionate next moment. Out of it arises an action. Are part of the family of compassion. I invite you to examine the myths you live with. To look at life as a curriculum. If per some strange chance you should happen to get lost into your drama sometime in the future again, don't.